Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci takes first base on ball four. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Lupien goes all the way around to score. Appling moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra takes first base on ball four. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Sierra moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Sierra moves to third. Hodgson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. one out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Doerr moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Doerr moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky strikes out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr catches it and throws to second with Stevens covering, to double up Sierra. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Spence moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Moses reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. Doerr moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gettle hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to third. Gettle moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Gettle scores. Baker moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sierra bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Gettle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gettle strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Baker steals second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-4 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox 5, and Boston Red Sox 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.